This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm concerned about my relationship with the director of sports, Lucas Alexander.
Oh, no. What happened?
I'm concerned.
What happened?
I'm just concerned.
Okay.
I'm concerned. That's all.
I did edit the tweet a little bit.
Oh,
did you? It's too late. It's too late. Everybody's already now. Everybody's all ticked off. So I love that you knew what the problem was before I even said anything. And I did not say anything to you off air either, which means your guilty conscience was already screaming at you.
I changed the picture. I didn't change the word.
It's too late. It's too late. Everybody thinks I'm ripping Steph Curry for taking the night off.
Well,
because he's a little wimp.
Well, I mean,
which is not even close to what I said.
I mean, if Lucas really wanted to put something out there, he would have put out what I said during the crossover about let's put the rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Which is?
He stunk. He's the reason they lost.
Well, but that's not that hot. I think that's evident.
So you're him ripping Steph Curry for sitting out?
I didn't rip Steph Curry for sitting out.
Apparently you did.
No, I didn't because I saw it
on Twitter. No, and Twitter is always true.
There's no room for I'm tired.
There's no room for I'm tired, which by the way, Steph never said. Your indication sensation is that Steph just needs a nap and I'm mad at him for it.
And that's fair.
No, he begged the Warriors. I don't know if begged, that might be strong. He asked the Warriors to play tonight.
Now back to
yeah, exactly. Now you know why he's mispronouncing our names. Or just mine.
Draymond's in the picture now, so it's not just about Steph.
No. This is a larger point that's coming from the idea that Steve Kerr said he's exhausted and we have to consider sitting him out. I don't know why he's sitting out, whether it's rest, whether it's a knee, whether it's a back, whether I have no idea. But he's sitting out, and that's their decision, and I get it. The larger issue is if you're going to claim that when we have a handful of games in a short period of time, we're too tired to do this, then I just sort of think the idea that the Warriors are championship contenders is kind of funny. Because how is it that I'm supposed to believe that the Warriors are a real contender if they can't even stay fresh enough to try to get out of the play-in tournament? And somehow 3 months from now, they're going to be fresher than they are now. without any real time off? I don't see it. That's my point. But of course, Lucas went for the Mark's ripping Steph Curry, let's put it on social media angle. So I'm a big boy. I can take it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, maybe you should think twice before you call him soft and saying that he needs a nappy nap.
You were the one who did the nappy nap thing.
Which I thought was genius, but oh, that's not hot enough. It's basically your marquee. And so when you say things that are like wildly inaccurate and personally hurtful.
Who said anything that was wildly inaccurate?
It gets retweeted.
Who said anything wildly inaccurate?
He's not sitting out because he or the head coach
want
him to.
I didn't say that he was.
You said he needs a nap.
No, that was you.
Which was funny. This comes down to one thing, and it's the director of sports medicine, Dr. Rick Celebrini, who looks at all the metrics and the amount of mileage that he charts and the amount of games and all the rest of it, and he says, you're going to take the night off.
And that's fine. I accept that. What I don't accept is that the Warriors are actually a serious contender if they can't. If they can't be there and play when they need to play.
If they would have won last night, you would have thought different about tonight, him sitting out. And that, I can't put myself
maybe,
into your mind, but
maybe,
I think that for myself, if they would have won that game, if they would have handled their business, then you would have looked at tonight, I would have looked at tonight and said, you know what? Yeah, take the night off. The last time you had a game off was January 28th against Utah, a game that they won.
I don't know that I would have said it that way. Would it have felt different? Sure, because they would have actually had a little bit of breathing room between them and the Timberwolves. And they don't. And they don't. Yes, they could go to bed tonight in the 8th seed. That's just the reality. And so if you're hurt, you're hurt. But if you're tired, I mean, again, all I'm doing is I'm relating to what Draymond said. Because Steve Kerr came out, said Steph's exhausted, you can see it. Okay, that's fine. That's a fair observation. It seems like the players kind of clapped back on it, though, a little bit. I mean, Draymond was told, hey, Steve says Steph's exhausted. What's your response to that?
It's game 68. I think we're all tired. It's the reality of the NBA. So we just got it all figured out a way. But I think, you know, all things considered, everybody's tired. You know, you usually, the way the season works, you kind of start off the season fresh and kind of get to a point to where you, maybe after, it used to be like late January, early February, really late January, you start getting into them dog days. And then you get to the All-Star break and you kind of get rejuvenated coming out of the break. And then you kind of get to this point and it's like, not quite. Can't quite see the All-Star break anymore, but you can't quite see the end yet, you know, and you kind of hit those dog days again, and that's where everybody is right now in the NBA. Unfortunately, we got a lot to play for in these games, so, you know, you don't get the luxury of tricking off games or, you know, a bunch of rest. We need to win games, so.
Is that not what he just said?
Well, they've won games.
We're all tired. We don't have the luxury of sitting games out and tricking games off because this is where we are.
Right, but if you are not able to play at the level that you need to play at, if it's your back or your bilateral knee tendonitis or if it's your ankles or whatever it is, if your medical staff doesn't think that you are good to go, then it might benefit you to have a night off. And
maybe.
I look at the last five games, all at home, 37% from the floor, 32% from three, 23 a night. Those are all down. Four turnovers a game, turnovers are up, shooting percentages are all way down, and he's playing 34 minutes a night. He's playing a lot. He's not playing great over these last five, and you've won games, and so you look at last night and the eye test. You could see it, and you even said in our show thread, like, you probably should have just sat this one out the way you're playing.
Well, that was sarcastic, but yes.
It was, but it was sarcastic, but it was also you watching the game and thinking,
I mean,
doesn't look good.
Yeah, if you've known someone's going to play that poorly, I don't care who you are. I'd rather you sit out. Like he was a net negative with how much he turned the ball over last night.
Yep.
So
back to back net negative games.
But that doesn't really have necessarily to me anything to do with tonight. You know what I mean? Even if you're not at your best, like what can you give the team? Can you give the team 20 minutes? Would you give the team 15 minutes? And again, I'm tucking this into, I don't actually know what he's feeling or why he's sitting out. When I go to the NBA injury report, it says rest. It doesn't say back. It doesn't say knee. It says rest. Okay? Now,
really matter?
Well, maybe. To me, it does.
Well, I mean, Jokic last night was out with an elbow bruise and with an ankle impingement.
He's got stuff that he's been dealing with. Jamal Murray's the one who just sat because, you know, felt like being in sweats tonight.
Steph's got stuff that he's dealing with.
Of course. And but Draymond's point was they all do. Like, this is the situation you're in. Y'all put yourselves here by losing games in Utah where you're up by 10 with 6 seconds to go and you find a way to lose. Now you're here. Now you're here. And if you're telling me, as Draymond did, we badly don't want to be in the play-in tournament, well, then I'm sorry. There might be some discomfort. So, like, again, I'm saying all this not to say that somebody's making a wrong or wimpy decision tonight, because I don't know what he's feeling. I'm saying this to say that maybe these championship dreams that we've allowed into our minds over the last 3 or 4 weeks might be a little misguided. Because if this is physically where you're at, I don't see you getting into the playoffs and moving forward. I don't, if this is where you're at physically. And by the way, here's Steph's response to what Steve Kerr said.
I feel fine. Obviously, I didn't play great at all, so everybody's going to, including coach, is going to try to figure out why. And mostly the turnovers, dumb plays all night, but had a really good run. You expect to have a level of consistency and whatnot, so when it doesn't happen, it becomes a question. I feel like more so my back that I was dealing with the last couple of days, see how that responds tomorrow. Otherwise, feel pretty solid.
Okay, so maybe he woke up and his back felt like crap.
That sounds like he has a cold, too, well, just hearing his voice.
That's kind of the way.
Sounds a little congested.
He waits a long time to come out, so maybe it was just late. Late game.
Yeah.
Grandy probably knows. Was that like 4 in the morning when that press conference was taking place?
Oh, I don't know exactly. It was soon after or soon before I wrapped up, and I didn't get off the air till like 11:40.
Okay. Right. Yeah,
probably around like 11:20 or something.
Well, it's because we have to review a call, and we have to spend 5 minutes to review a block charge. Yeah. That's pretty...
That was ridiculous.
It was also a national game, so it was a little later, a little slower. But yeah, Steph takes his time, which, you know, that's fine. He's earned
that. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And I would not leap to... Him resting now means they can't be a real threat in the playoffs because of what we saw in 2022 where he rested, and I know he was injured, but he got rest, and he came back, he was good, and they won the championship.
Of course. I'm not saying they can't be a threat in the playoffs. I'm saying that this is a little misguided that we've been sitting here for the last 3 weeks going, oh, they could be the 5, they could be the 4, they could be the 3. No, they can't. No, they can't.
Well, last night hurt.
Yes. And now, potentially tonight, will too. If what you're saying is, look, we're out of gas. I mean, that was Steve's message. We're out of gas. When is he supposed to refuel? And Draymond, there were little bits and pieces of what he was saying where he's like, wait a minute, why are we focused on Steph? Steph's tired, we're all tired. That's March. Welcome to March.
Yeah.
Chasing the playoffs.
Well, Steph has played 340 more minutes than Draymond, which is roughly 10 full games. If you're talking about 30 minutes a night, that's how much more he's played than Draymond. So, hey, Draymond, you don't get to talk to Steph about how much more tired he is than you.
Well, he got hurt.
Just talking about minutes played.
Yeah, I understand.
So, I mean, when you get hurt, it allows you to rest. When you don't play basketball, it allows you to rest. Steph's played the most minutes on the team by far. He's played in 59 games. Only Buddy's played in more games. And Moses, Kavon, who doesn't play a lot of minutes. So
no, he's their dog.
He's played the most minutes.
That's the responsibility of being the one.
Yes, and if you want Steph to be at his best, probably resting him on a back-to-back is the smart thing to do.
I mean, maybe. But again, he's like, these games all feel like 3. That's the reality of where we are. That's just the truth of the matter. And if there is an obsession with not being in the play-in tournament, then I don't know that exhaustion can really be part of the conversation right now. That's all. Again, if the back is tight, then the back is tight. I don't know that exhaustion can be a part of the conversation with the situation that you're in. That's all that I'm saying. That's a general statement. It is not directed at Steph, Lucas.
Not too late.
It's a general statement that exhaustion cannot really enter the room if you're trying to desperately avoid the play-in tournament. Let's go to Celtic Will in San Jose. Hey, Will, what's up? Thanks for calling.
How you doing, Willard Dibbs? Never called you guys. The last time I was on a phone call with the radio station was KMBR with Tom Tolbert like 18 years ago.
Woo!
I'm a diehard. Yeah.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's been a while. I'm a diehard Boston Celtic fan. I'm a diehard season ticket holder for the 49ers. So half of you like me, half of you don't. I just wanted to ask you, sometimes I call you or I listen to you guys driving to work. I understand every city has a sports radio station. Every city has to, you know, try to pump up the team wherever it is. In this case, it's the Warriors. My question to you guys is, would you guys be surprised if they lose in the first or second round? If, and this is my opinion on it. I mean, this isn't the Warriors with Durant. This isn't the Warriors of back when you guys had, you know, the NBA Finals. You beat us a couple of years ago. In my opinion, you got OKC, you got Denver, you got even the T-Wolves will give you problems. And by the way, Curry, without Curry, you're nowhere at the moment. So maybe he does have to take the day off today. I understand you guys are, I think, the last to get in right now. But my question to you guys is, would you guys be surprised to make the NBA Finals this year? Thank you for my call.
Okay, Celtic.
Yeah,
well,
shocked.
Completely. I've already said that if they win the championship this year, Steph Curry is the greatest player of all time. That's how shocked I would be.
And I'll offer you again the over-under on playoff wins at 4.5, which means they would win a series, and I would imagine you're not changing your answer.
I'm going to give you the same answer I've given you every week.
Which is,
I will take the under.
You take the under, which means you don't think that they're going to win a playoff series. And you've thought that for 5 minutes,
I'm not convinced
yet
that they're going to be in the playoffs.
Exactly. So,
I hope so. I think so. I'm not convinced. Beyond all shadow of a doubt, they go to bed in the 8-hole tonight. How y'all feeling?
Yeah, it's temporary.
Well, maybe.
I mean, it could be on their way to being the 9 seed. Probably
but I doubt that.
I just think that if you're looking at it right now from a Warriors standpoint, you can't react to just last night. Last night was more than unfortunate, and you've got 14 left to go. And if you go 10-4... and you win 49 games, that's probably enough for the 6th seed. It may not be. I think that it probably will be. And so you look at it from a 14-game lens. You can't just look at tonight and say, oh, God, Milwaukee's good, and we blew it last night against Denver, who was depleted. Steph, we got to have you in there. You look at every day and every game individually, and based on what we saw from Steph, and you mentioned that it was one of the worst games you've ever seen him play, based on the Basketball Reference game score, there were seven games worse than that this year alone. And of those seven games, they lost six of them. So, in other words, when Steph plays poorly, like he did last night, you lose.
Right.
So if
Which
you play
means
him tonight
they need
and he plays
Steph,
poorly.
Right, but they need Steph. Right. You could look at it that way.
Right.
Where it's like, I know their record's better without him entirely as opposed to him playing poorly. But I do think their record is absolutely at its best when he does play and plays well. Right?
Okay.
I don't know how the man feels today. Last night before he left the arena, he said, I feel fine. I also know that he lobbied the team to play tonight. But, you know, here we are. Rick Celebrini's decision. They're smarter than I am. They know more than I do. So that's why I'm saying this isn't directed at Steph. It's directed at the larger issue of if you're going to claim exhaustion, then I don't know how it is we're supposed to believe that this is going to go three more months. And I also think it's kind of interesting how the NBA world of fandom has raged so hard against load management, yet we get to moments like this and fans will rally it up. Oh, well, the man needs a night. He does? Why? Why? Nobody needed a night a decade ago. Kobe never needed a night. MJ never needed a night. Why do you need a night? Why? Why is it now impossible to play an NBA season?
It's not impossible, but it's been proven that players perform better when they get additional rest. And that's been the science of it. And
sure, so do that when you're not literally living and dying on every possession.
Well, you're not.
I think you are.
See, I don't think they think that they are.
Well,
you're not there yet.
Like, if I give you Minnesota's schedule the rest of the way, what do you realistically think is a scenario that the Warriors are targeting?
Well, I don't have it in front of me.
I do.
But
would you like to hear it?
I would love to, Mark.
All right. So they're off tonight.
That's a win.
And then they've got home games Wednesday and Friday against New Orleans.
Probably wins.
Okay. Then they're on the road after two nights off. They hit the road for one game to Indiana,
okay.
The Pacers.
It's a tough one. I'm going to give them a loss.
Okay, that's optimistic. Then they are back home after, wait for it, three nights off.
That's nice. That's cushy.
To face the Suns.
That's probably a win.
Okay.
It feels like Phoenix is going to put up 125 and lose in that one.
Then they get a night off and host the Detroit Pistons.
Tough one, but I'm going to give them a win. They're 4-1.
Okay, so got them at 4-1. Yep. Now they get another night off and go to Denver.
Okay, I'm going to give them a loss.
Are you? Because I watched them go to Denver last week and dismantle the Nuggets. But fine, you can
Denver,
give them a loss.
It's a tough place to win. And, I mean, Denver's one of those teams that's kind of a head-scratcher.
All right, so, and again, this is just a mock trial, but you got them at 4-2.
Yep.
Now we got a night off. Now they're going to Brooklyn.
That's probably a win.
Okay, then they got another night off, and they're going to Philly.
Oh, boy.
All right, so now we're 6-2.
Yep.
Now we got two nights off, and we go to Milwaukee.
Tough, but
tough.
Milwaukee again. Man, Milwaukee in theory is better than they actually are. So my gut tells me Milwaukee wins that, but Milwaukee's not as good as I think they are. So I'm going to give Minnesota the win.
Okay.
For the sake of the bit.
So
Mark,
you got them at 7-2.
For the bit.
Now they got a night off and they go to Memphis.
Yeah, it's tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to give them a loss there.
Okay, fine. 7-3. Now, on a back-to-back, but you come home for Brooklyn.
Mm, yeah, okay, 8-3.
Okay, and then you finish after a night off at home against Utah.
Probably 9-3.
Okay.
So that's 49 wins. So can the Warriors win 10 of their remaining 14 to tie Minnesota? Well, that makes tonight pretty important.
With games against Milwaukee and the Lakers and Denver and et cetera, all still on the schedule for Golden State.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think.
That's all I'm getting at. I'm not saying
no,
they can't do it, but this is crazy urgent every night.
Yeah.
Crazy urgency every night.
Yeah, there's urgency, but there's also recklessness. And you're not going to be reckless with the chef.
Of course.
Just because you're feeling some kind of urgency.
I'm not here to tell you what Steph Curry's body feels like this morning. I have no idea. My point today is I just don't know where the word exhaustion fits into the larger conversation for any player, which I think is what Draymond was saying last night. Sorry, we're exhausted. Got to figure it out. That's what I mean. Those are his words, not mine.
Yeah, yeah. He's played 7 fewer games than Steph, and he's played 350 fewer minutes.
I think he's talking from this is an annual experience of late March,
right?
You know,
so he's the one that we should be tweeting about. He's the one calling Steph soft, not you, Lucas.
SAWFT. Sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types welcome. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're also brought to you by the crazy tweeter, Lucas Alexander.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.